Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Red Sox podcast. I thank you so much for spending your Wednesday with me, whether you're at work, in your car, still in bed. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. I appreciate it very much. I am Lauren Campbell. I'll be your host today. I cover Boston sports for NESN. I was born and raised in the Boston area, so I like to think I know this Red Sox team inside and out. But what I don't know is what's going on with this bullpen, but we'll get into all of that. I am flying solo today. I am without Jason Mastrodonato of the Boston Herald. He's on a much-deserved vacation, so bear with me for the next couple of episodes as I try to break down what's been going on. And that is a really good question heading into today's show. But first, this episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms. So, I don't even know where to start because the Red Sox were once leading 9-3. When I was watching the game, I was thinking I was going to start the show off with Hunter Renfroe, get you started on a really positive note, really upbeat. But then the bullpen happened, as it has so many times this season. Martin Perez struggled. Matt Barnes, oh boy, did he struggle. Saramora, struggle after struggle. It was struggle city in the bullpen. But it was Matt Barnes, and man, his terrible August just continues to get even worse. He gave up a leadoff home run, issued two walks, and Alex Cora was like, that's enough, man. I'm done with this. Went out to the mound, pulled Matt Barnes, and he heard the boo birds. And it only was a matter of time, but you could hear these fans. They certainly were frustrated, and I don't blame them because that's your closer, and you're watching your closer blow these games. Thankfully, Kike Hernandez hit a home run in the inning prior to give the Red Sox a little insurance, which who would have thought after leading 9-3 they would need insurance, but here we are. But at the end of the day, the Red Sox did win. It's just a matter now of figuring out what's wrong with Matt Barnes. And that's the age-old question for the last month, really, is what is going on with him? How can the Red Sox fix him? What can Matt Barnes do to fix him? And it was funny because prior to Tuesday's game, Alex Cora was like, Matt Barnes is our closer. He's still going to get big outs for us. His direct quote was, we're not pleased that we gave up the lead and he's been having his struggles. But at the end of the day, the stuff is still there. The fact is that he's been struggling. He's still going to get big outs for us late in games. Oh boy, things that did not age well, that quote. And it only took a few hours for that quote not to age well. Of course, Matt Barnes still can turn it around. I still have faith he can, but he just needs to do it quickly because time is running out. There are 35 games left and there's not much time to sit there and say, this is what I need to fix. I'll get it fixed in a couple games. No, this needs to be fixed right now because this is becoming a big problem. But no one is more frustrated than Matt Barnes. And that's fair to say, because Hansel Robles came in, he saved the game. Who would have ever thought? But he did. And Matt Barnes was very grateful for that after the game. He tipped his cap to Robles. He said that there's no sense in me being quote-unquote pissed off, going home angry because I wouldn't be a good teammate. So, you know, kudos to Matt Barnes for really owning it and being accountable. And here's what he said after the game. He said, I think frustrated is probably a bit of an understatement. It's been a tough couple of weeks for me. It's a frustrating game, and I don't know you're going to find someone who is more frustrated than me. We're going to keep grinding. I picked a bad time to start sucking, but it's about winning ball games. Even with my struggles the last couple of games, the guys have come through in the clutch to pick me up, and we won both ball games. Yes, indeed, it is about winning ball games, but the bullpen should not have to come in and pick up the closer several times. Again, I love the accountability. I love that he is not trying to hide behind anything, but oh man, this is getting ugly from Matt Barnes. He can't even get outs now. It's not even about keeping the games close or giving up a couple of runs. He's not getting outs, and that is a problem when your closer is struggling to get outs. Alex Cora even said the Red Sox are concerned and adjustments need to be made. What those adjustments are, we don't know, but hopefully they can get figured out soon because there are 35 games left and the Red Sox are clinging to a two-game lead over the Oakland A's for that second wild card spot. But it wasn't just Matt Barnes, okay? The whole bullpen was really bad, and they did not look good, to say the least. Martin Perez, an inning and a third, two earned runs, two hits. I mean, I don't know what this guy has to give to this team anymore. He just cannot get out of his own way. He cannot provide any relief to this Red Sox team, and it's just not looking good for him right now. And with all these bullpen struggles, it kind of begs the question, how badly do the Red Sox need Ryan Brazier? Now, I know he's not the savior, the Lord and Savior that the Red Sox so desperately need. I understand that. He's struggled in his rehab assignments. I've seen the numbers. He did have a strong outing with a scoreless inning on Tuesday, which was encouraging. But could the Red Sox benefit from a healthy, rested arm, someone who hasn't been taxed all season? Or would it be worse for them because he hasn't pitched in a big league game this season due to personal matters, due to injuries, due to a concussion? But could they use him? Absolutely. I think they could use any rested arms they can take at this point. Will he save the season? No, of course not. But at this point, it's almost like it couldn't hurt, right? So even though the Red Sox are winning ball games, and yes, like Matt Barnes says, it comes down to winning ball games, the Yankees can't stop winning. They've won 11 in a row. The Red Sox can barely beat the Twins. This is a problem, and it's going to be a problem. Say the Red Sox get that one game playoff, and if they can't rely on their closer, what's going to happen? I'm not a mind reader, but I can tell you it's probably not pretty good. Coming up, we will talk a few roster moves the Sox made prior to Tuesday's game, and even though the Red Sox raised a lot of our blood pressures, our heart rates are probably still pretty high. There was some positives to take away from Tuesday's game. We'll talk about all of that in segment two. But first, I do want to tell you about Green Room. We talked about it off the top of the show. Green Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans like you and me. This app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or even your favorite sport. Green Room is the perfect place to start or even join conversations about MLB, the Red Sox, Matt Barnes. You'll find fans just like you on Green Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news and rumors. You can even find Locked On hosts across NBA, MLB, and NHL. And let me tell you, they are awesome at what they do when they host these green rooms. They always bring the energy. They're so much fun. You definitely need to go check it out. So go download the free Green Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. I know you'll find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues, and I cannot wait to join you all on this app. I'll be sure to let you know once the Locked On Red Sox room is live, so be sure to download the Green Room app today. Green Room, changing the way we talk sports. Welcome back. So like I said, there was some good things to talk about from the Tuesday's win, aside from the win itself. Hunter Renfroe, man, this guy is just doing absolutely everything for the Red Sox. He had two home runs. One of them was the go-ahead in the fourth, and he has just provided such a spark. It's just a fire to this team that the Red Sox need right now. He's making outfield assists, he's hitting home runs, and he's hitting big home runs too. And not just in a sense of they're going over the Green Monster and probably haven't landed yet. He's coming in clutch with these home runs. So clutch, in fact, that he has 10 in the month of August, and that leads all of MLB. Not just the Red Sox, not just the AL, the entire league. This guy is mashing right now, and he needs to stay hot. He is providing a positive presence for the Red Sox, especially during a time when people like JD Martinez are struggling. They can really count on his bat. So Hunter Renfroe's 10 home runs in August are pretty impressive, and so impressive, in fact, that there are only two Red Sox hitters who are tied or have more home runs than Hunter Renfroe in the month of August since 1990. I was only a year old, so that's insane to me. So let me run you through this list really quick. David Ortiz, 2003, had 11 home runs in August. David Ortiz, 2005, had 11. David Ortiz, he had 10 in 2006. And most recently was JD Martinez. He had 10 in 2019. So now Hunter Renfroe joins some pretty impressive company, and he very well has the chance to take the record from Ortiz and put himself in some Red Sox history books. And listen, he's only been here for 100 plus games, and he's already making a case to be a fan favorite. He probably already is a fan favorite. And the Red Sox have him under control through 2023, so that is really an incredible acquisition by Chaim Bloom. Hunter Renfroe is doing everything right for the Red Sox, and he's probably got a few fans holding on for dear life in the fact that he's making them believe that this season isn't over. And, you know, you're right, it's not. And like I said, he is doing everything. He's on defense, he's on offense, and when he's at the plate, you are optimistic that he's going to come through, and 9 times out of 10, he does. So should the Red Sox extend him? I mean, duh, I think that's the obvious answer right there. It's just they absolutely should extend him. I think that he has become such an integral part to this team. The fans love him. He's obviously having a lot of success this year. And he's setting himself up for a hefty payday, and good for him. He certainly deserves it. But I think the Red Sox need to act now, or act sooner rather than later, and get this man signed to an extension, because he is proving to be a vital part to this lineup, to this defense, and to this fan base. And he's going to put this team on his back several times throughout the year. This is somebody you want to have around. Somebody who's not around anymore, though, is Jarren Durant. He was sent to AAA Worcester ahead of Tuesday's game, and Tanner Houck was recalled. So Jarren Durant has struggled quite a bit. We've mentioned that on our shows as well. And when Durant was called up originally, Alex Cora had said the plan was for him to be sticking around and for him to not go back to Worcester. Things change, of course. No one can predict the future. So Durant is back with the Worcester Red Sox. And Cora still has high hopes for this kid. I think that we all have high hopes for him because it was his first time in the majors, and the success he was having in the minors doesn't always translate to the major league level. And he's going to go through growing pains. He's going to struggle, but he's also going to figure it out. And here's what Cora said before Tuesday's game. Right after the news was broken, he said, "He'll be okay. We cannot make any promises that he'll be here in 10 days, 15 days, or whatever. But one thing for sure, he's part of the future. Obviously, we don't control the rotations, the opposition, but there were a lot of lefties that we faced there for a long stretch. Coming into the situation, we were going to protect him against most of them. I think timing-wise, it was very hard for him. But at the same time, it was a good learning experience just to be around him, just to be around us and understand what it takes to be a big leaguer." I don't think this move is all that surprising. Obviously, Durant is very, very fast. There's tons of potential. And he will certainly reach that. He'll untap his full potential. But it's hard right now on a team that's desperate for wins and desperate to make the playoffs. And when you have people who aren't struggling or not struggling against specific pitchers, right-handed, left-handed, you need to do what's best for the team. But what Cora said too, I thought was very interesting. And he said that Durant is not the first promising rookie to get sent down. He's not the first promising rookie to get sent down in this organization. He's not the first outfielder who's very fast that got sent down in the middle of the season. We'll be patient. Now, I think we all know, and Cora confirmed as much, that he was talking about Jacoby Ellsbury, who got sent down and then came back, and look what happened. So if something similar can happen to Jarren Durant, and he can set himself up for success in the future, and to stay with the Red Sox, not to go to the Yankees like Ellsbury did, but that's beside the point, he'll be just fine. I think that he needs to work on his confidence, he needs to get some more reps, and when he can get consistent reps, that's what's going to be the difference maker for Durant. So because Durant was sent down to AAA, that made room for Tanner Houck to make the start Tuesday, and it sounds like Houck is here to stay. Houck has been the guy that unfortunately has been back and forth from Worcester, but he had a really positive mindset about it. He said the Red Sox were very open and communicated that to him, that that was really what was going to be the plan. But it sounds like he's here to stay now. Cora made that very clear in his pregame presser. He said he's been awesome, so looking forward to him pitching tonight and stay with us and pitch every 5 days and be part of this, finally, on a more consistent basis. He earned it, he deserves it, and I think obviously he's been helping us to get better, and he will keep doing that. It's a shame that Jason's not here right now, because I know that he is probably doing backflips, because he has been wanting Houck in this rotation, not just recently, but all season. And I know that Jason was frustrated with the recalls and the demotions and the constant back and forth between Boston and Worcester. So I know that he would be super, super pumped to hear this. But at the end of the day, I think it was the right move. And I think Tuesday he proved that. 90 pitches, 54 for strikes, 6 strikeouts, did give up 3 earned runs on 8 hits, but went 4 2/3. And he's been really solid all season, honestly. He has 46 strikeouts, he had an ERA of 3.12 coming into Tuesday's game. And I think the Red Sox are finally just ready to stick with him and forget about this roster flexibility thing and make Houck a part of this rotation. And he absolutely deserves it. You know, he's done everything that he can, and he's helped this team, and he's always been ready to help this team the second he's recalled. And then when he gets demoted, he's like, "All right, I'll see you in a couple days, I hope." And he does. He's been patient. He's been incredibly patient, and it's paid off. So hopefully he can continue to be strong for the Red Sox and give them a chance to win games. Coming up in segment 3, I will give you my unpopular opinion and, of course, end this show on a positive note. But first, we are supported by BetOnline.ag, and yes, it is that time again, and all eyes are now turning to football as the teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including the $500,000 NFL Mega Contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor Contest open now at BetOnline. Head on over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. So be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on Thursday, September 9th, the season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports, from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Promo code LOCKEDON. Welcome back to our final segment, and I'm going to start off with our unpopular opinions, as always. And I touched on this earlier in the show, but I'm going to talk about Martin Perez for a minute because I just don't think he belongs on this team anymore. I think he's really struggled. I don't think he really has a place. And honestly, I think he's going to be the odd man out when Ryan Brager comes back. I haven't seen a lot from Perez that makes me think, oh, okay, I can deal with this guy. I can give him another chance. I just think his struggles have outweighed the pros, and we've seen this all season. He's been demoted to the bullpen because he couldn't figure out how to really work his stuff to be a starter, and now he can't figure out how to work his stuff to be a reliever. You need to rely on your relief pitchers, and right now you just cannot rely on Martin Perez. But we've been so negative on this show today, so let's end it on a positive note. And I want to share a wholesome story from Chris Sale that he talked about Tuesday during his appearance on the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And he was talking about his recovery from Tommy John and that he learned to throw right-handed. And this is what he said. I live down in Florida, so we're outside all the freaking time. Basketball court, wiffle ball, I mean, we definitely kill the time. And I taught myself how to throw right-handed because my oldest son was right in the middle of a baseball season. I can't not throw. And so I can actually get to about 90 feet with it. Just playing catch in the backyard too with a wiffle ball. We play the old school wiffle balls with the holes on half of it. I got a nasty right hand. You know, Chris Sale has been very open about how being away from his teammates really crushed him, how it was very difficult for him to be away from the game of baseball. So when his 10-year-old son was in the middle of his season, he made a way to be involved and he made a way to continue to throw the baseball and kind of be there for his son. And it's pretty impressive. I mean, I can't even do anything with my left hand. I can't even hold a spoon with my left hand. And Chris Sale is out here throwing 90 feet with his hand, with his non-dominant hand. So kudos to him for just being a really, really cool person, a really cool dad, and finding ways to get creative and not get so down during his Tommy John recovery, which obviously is very long and very draining. So shout out Chris Sale. That is awesome. But that's going to do it for today's show. I will be back on Thursday, hopefully recapping another win that doesn't cause our blood pressure to rise. But please be sure to connect with me on Twitter at lalalalauren, three laws, Lauren with four R's, and as well as the Locked On Red Sox Twitter account at @LO_RedSox. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Locked On Red Sox so you do not miss an episode as soon as it comes out. And please be sure to check out all of the other Locked On shows across our network. Locked On MLB, Locked On Yankees, Locked On Rays. All of our hosts do such an incredible job and they deserve a lot of recognition, so go check out their work. And as a reminder, betting on MLB, the Red Sox, the Twins even, does not have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.